Laura Masuda was nothing if not opportunistic. The saucy Brazilian was a font of pride, boasting both a killer figure and a powerful fighting style, and not afraid to make either well known to potential audiences. The only thing she lacked was exposure for her family's school of combat, though it seemed with each passing day there was always new chances to change that. The dark-haired girl was merely prancing along, prepared for an afternoon of swimming in the bay, before she saw it. At the edge of her hometown was quite a large crowd. Their chants heard for miles, which only drew her in further. Laura was easily swayed towards activity. Her curious gaze turned into dazzled joy when she realized what the commotion was. A traveling luchador performance had set up shop in the middle of the street. A large, exciting wrestling ring, making the outgoing woman's eyes lighten up. As she bounced over to the crowded arena, she had bigger hopes than to watch experienced wrestlers duking it out. She just had to be part of this show herself. Laura was as giddy as she was nervous, but she swallowed her fears and stood proud. In one corner of the ring stood the buxom grappler, barging her way into the event and somehow landing a spot in their arena. She wasn't sure if it was her visible potential or just her visual appeal that earned her way into the spotlight, but she gladly accepted. She certainly was a crowd-pleaser, given the way her broad hips supporting her hands as she posed, barely contained within her summer wear. Spectators outside the ring could easily see the sockiness of her oversized yellow basketball jersey, which poorly hid the flirty blue one-piece that made up the entire rest of her uniform. The out-of-place beach getup was well-received by a howling audience, but its wearer found it only toyed with her nerves when she had so much riding on this battle.
"Hey, hey!"
a squeaky voice called out from the opposite corner. A woman with a strange demeanor taunting for the sake of the crowd.
"Cute outfit, girlie! What's your gimmick? A chick who forgot to wear pants?"
Angel was a little more than eccentric. The flirty diva smirked behind her long silver bangs, leaning in and pointing at her challenger, which did a lot for the audience gawking at her ample figure. The luchador was clad in quite a revealing leather jacket, cutting off before a trim midriff and open to expose an impressive curve inside of her navy brassiere. The lucha part of her attire consisted of cut-open leggings that revealed all of her thighs, and the tiniest black wrestling trunks she could find. To say she was a challenge to her rival's appeal was an understatement, a fact that spurned the two divas to want to fight even more.
"Heh!"
Laura laughed off the taunt, finding it at least a little amusing coming from a woman with an arguably skimpier dress code.
"Just thought I'd whoop you real quick before heading to the beach. Thanks to Masuda Jiu-Jitsu, this'll be over in a flash."
"Yeah, yeah, sure," Angel scoffed, her playful jabbing accentuated by a silly voice to match her cartoonist expressions.
"I don't know what this is, but this isn't some street fight, lady. Lucha reigns supreme here in the ring."
That was about the last thing Laura remembered before waking up on the mat. Despite her ambitions, she was ill-prepared for Angel's dexterity, a fact that landed the sprightly lass on her face in only 30 seconds. The viewers went insane, knowing what the defeated Latina didn't, which was that the show was only just beginning. Laura cradled her head, trying her hardest to stand up despite lacking a solid grasp on reality. She was worried about being pinned in her dazed state, though her opponent had far different plans. She was jostled awake by the next attack, which was far less painful than she feared, but significantly more concerning. Angel had moved just as swiftly as before, attaching something to the challenger's face, then slipping back to a strange new object that had entered the ring.
"Huh?"
Laura blinked, frozen in confusion, when she noticed several unexpected new sights. There was an oxygen mask attached to her face via a mess of duct tape, hooked up to the long rubber hose that trailed back to the guilty party. Angel stood up a weighty cylinder of gas, the tube attached to its nozzle with a similar abundance of adhesive. The stunned woman could only assume that this was prepared in advance and stored underneath the mat, the logistics of which served as a distraction while the luchador grabbed the release valve. Despite Laura's preconceptions about this fight, her enemy was attempting to inflate her like a balloon.
"We don't do three counts here, beach girl," Angel announced. the widened glance she received telling of her opponent's naivety to this performance. You lose once you're blown out of the ring, one way or another!
You can't be serious!
The hoot and holler of the audience nearly overwhelmed the sound of metallic squeaking and airy hissing. Laura shot her hands to the mask adorned to her face, but froze up quite suddenly the moment something awkward hit her. A cold, tingly breath brushed down her curvy figure, her tan skin covered in goosebumps as she felt an unusual teasing wind caress her every corner. The cylinder began to pump gas into her, and the mask made sure she breathed in all of its punishment, hesitating with just enough confusion to seal her fate.
Wait, is that helium?
Laura whined, receiving an answer to the question with a noticeable rise in her pitch. The filling Latina suddenly gasped out, her cheeks turning red as they gained a comical volume. Bloating up with pressure, her eyes bolted down, drawn to her ample chest as her attire felt snug to her perky bosom. Sure enough, her jersey's neckline seemed even wider. Staring into the crevice of her cleavage to spot something even deeper, she felt her top hug her bustline more firmly, followed by the telling squeak of two balloons being rubbed together. Angel watched smugly as her victim gawked at herself, everyone now well aware that Laura's breasts were full of hot air.
That's not good.
The squeaky girl let a high-pitched squeal following the more sinful culminations of being pumped full of helium. The tingling massage rode her every curve, teasing her most where all the pressure was cuddling up, which seemed to be entirely within her sexy measurements. She felt her love handles rising out, her drawstring sinking into the softening curve while her blouse began to shorten over her rising voluptuousness. She couldn't help but watch herself in horror, witness to her legs thickening as they left her draping jersey, feeling the blue one-piece sink deep between the bulging spheres of her backside, while a buoyant bounce played with the heft of her cup sizes. Though she felt a sense of ticklish bloating all through her body, not one pair of eyes could avert from the more prominently sexual enhancements. Laura finally collected herself in time to grab the oxygen mask feeding her hot air, fidgeting with it, using her now pudgy hands and accomplishing little. She looked at her widened digits with fear, realizing she had little of her strength left as the hose hissed away, filling her steadily beyond anything reasonable. Her mind raced for a solution, only to be distracted by the urge her heels felt to leave the mat. She swung her arms awkwardly as she danced on her toes, the gradual swell of her form now joined by an encompassing sense of buoyancy. Moments later, she was no longer embracing the stage as she went bounding skyward, slowly and teetering as she helplessly drifted and guzzled helium at her behest.
Get me down from here!
Ooh, that's a sexy look, girlie, Angel sarcastically announced, drawing her victim's attention entirely so she could be seen grabbing the release valve and turning it further.
The crowd loves you, and we can't disappoint them now, can we? Oh, wait, don't turn that on!
Laura felt a great breath of hot air being pumped into her, forcefully inhaling a steady, powerful stream as the canister hissed wildly, and the hose bulged and jerked with its excessive payload. The flotatious balloon babe visibly began to billow out while high above the crowd, her arms and legs spreading out as she became taut and immobile. She could only observe behind her bloated cheeks, while feeling her every feminine flair become enunciated with gobs of pleasure. Most worrying of all was the idea that this may only be the start of her trial. The Brazilian bombshell hovered higher and higher, rampantly growing while her attire naughtily shrank down. Her once roomy blouse now rose high above her midsection, revealing more and more of her skimpy swimwear to the fans, while its neckline was stretched, thanks to her bulging cleavage. Long, thick balloon legs were toppled by a pillowy butt and two laudable love handles, the color of her one-piece clasping between her marshmallow thighs. All she could see from her vantage point was the heft of her bosom, two party favors dribbling relentlessly with the buoyant air puffing them up. She tried not to acknowledge how visible her perky nipples must have been, nor the firmness of her outfit to her nether regions, feeling like quite a sideshow while dominated by a pressure that refused to stop filling her, and torturing her.
Feels so
weird. Laura mumbled to herself, unsure she loathed her arousing shape any more than the sensation of being taut with tingly, teasing helium.
Getting so big, and it's making me all sensitive.
Angel couldn't help herself as she turned the helium flow to full blast, the hiss tremendous, as was what it was doing to the lofty, pneumatic Amazon. Laura's eyes went cross as she became rather stressed by pressure, pumped so full as to make her feel weightless, lightheaded, utterly taut, and barely modest, before everything seemed to exponentially worsen. The hose jostled across her bulging cleavage, a shirt now hanging just off her personal beach balls as she was filled with enough hot air to truly test her summer wear's limits. Strands of blue rode her delicate places, and a great deal of sinful curves swallowing the sky with almost nothing left sacred. The ambitious vixen was getting all the attention she ever needed, but only after being imprisoned as a sexual symbol. If this continued, she would be ready for the parade, despite her fading hopes to get out of this before being left truly nude.
Oh, so huge!
Laura moaned to herself quietly, starting to lose sight of anything but the sheer sensual domination of helium filling her up from within.
Look, I'm good and defeated. You can stop blipping me up now, right?
You just keep getting hotter, huh, girly? Angel thought aloud, the genuineness of her responses quite vague. Maybe I should find more helium to blow you up with. You're killing it up there!
Laura was unlucky enough to only stop swelling once she inhaled the entirety of a hot air canister. What was left in its wake was a buxom, bloated, barely clad behemoth of perverted flair. Her jersey was no longer noticeable, only a pair of spherical breasts dancing along the strips that constituted as her bra. Drawstrings sank into the road-sized broadness of her love handles, her excessive posterior almost entirely free of any sort of coverage. Hardly anyone took note of her pudgy digits of her stumpy, wide limbs, nor the pregnant girth of her helium-filled belly. Her eyes were spinning behind her rotund cheeks, feeling a little more than desperate to exhale this giant breath of hot air. Her beauty was tenfold as prominent as the rest of her gargantuan form, leaving her a building-sized behemoth of tingly pressure, a queen of erotic excess.
Rats! All out of gas! Angel announced, speaking with a level of cartoonish silliness to match the ridiculousness of her creation.
Welp, thanks for volunteering to be our advertisement balloon, Beach Girl. But we've got to give someone else a chance to totally embarrass themselves now.
With great relief and a bit of shock, the diva yanked the silenced hose, which dislodged thanks to the stressed-out strands of tape. With an exit for all the pressure stored up in the giantess balloon, she happily exhaled it, even if it sent her hurtling through the air, bloated backside first. A rushing hiss and a few chaotic thrumming sounds filled the streets as the buxom blimp went ricocheting off every surface she could find. Despite the protests of her poor balloon butt, she rampantly deflated downwards, but not before being knocked dizzy by her unorthodox flight. Angel howled as she keeled over, nearing tears as the crowd watched the flying girl intently.
Oh, that never gets old! That look on the face, and the...
Laura yelled in pain, as her naturally wide tail end hit the canvas. The dark-haired diva clasped her hands to her cheeks, burying her face as she tried to clear out the blur of a world around her. Her head was spinning from all the dizzying fall, to say nothing of the weirdness of being chock-full of helium for several minutes. When she finally came back to reality, she perked up in surprise when she heard the rumble of the crowd still surrounding her.
Huh?
The confused grappler was sitting at the center of the ring, deflated to normal size, clad in only her misaligned swimsuit. She glanced around curiously, the reaction from the spectators seemingly to suggest the duel was not over, which reignited her excitement. A smile returned to her full lips, her hands adjusting her skimpy swimwear as she announced her joy.
Ha! I'm still...
Laura began, before her eyebrows narrowed, her expression suddenly turning grumpy as she blushed. The sound of her own voice was wildly different, despite her current size.
I still sound like a dumb chickmunk! Great!
A low voice rumbled out, seemingly to come directly beneath where Laura was sitting, causing her to cry out and leap up to her feet. Laura couldn't believe her eyes as she turned to investigate. Where her wide butt once planted was occupied by the round, flat image that vaguely resembled Angel. The unlucky luchador was practically a disc, a dazed expression on her squashed face after she'd been suddenly crushed by her opponent's fall. Vague remnants of her dark costume could be seen around her circular visage, though what stood out most was her hanging tongue and clenched eyes, looking unaware of anything but the ache of being suddenly turned two-dimensional. Laura couldn't help but laugh, leaning in and posturing in her usual playful way, talking down upon her enemy with a cartoonish chirp.
Whoops, looks like your little stunt really backfired, huh? Well, I doubt you have any tricks up your sleeve to prevent me from tossing you out of the ring like a frisbee,
she continued in giddy glee, only to pause with a realization. The items that the crowds had tossed into the ring were still present, and the sight of some began to boil up some interesting ideas.
Ooh, hold on a sec. That wouldn't be the right way to finish this, now would it?
The world was a blur for the flattened angel, hearing a mess of noises that she couldn't register. Slowly, things started to become coherent. Her vision became clearer, and the familiar sounds of an active audience returning to her reality. There was one more noise she recognized, a rhythmic, hollow rush that seemed quite close in proximity. She blinked after slowly opening her eyes, once and for all, recovering from her daze, only to see and feel something quite concerning. Angel muttered, only to look down, spotting several familiar images that were somehow below her, despite last remembering being plastered on the mat. At the center of the ring, just shy of embracing the canvas, was the filled-out, buoyant figure of the crowd-pleasing luchador. She was upright, staring down a long hose shoved between her lips, trailing it back to the bicycle pump manned by her rival. Laura was beaming, her hands gripping the plunger, rising it up as high as it would go before emphatically shoving downwards. There was a sudden, swift hiss of air, the pump breathing into the pneumatic bombshell, inflating her bigger. She was rather plush with air, the pump having reformed her and reshaped her, with enough speed to go just a tad too far. Angel was mortified to see herself loftily overblown after being humiliatingly squeezed flat, unsure which she hated more, but finding her concerns didn't end there. Angel thrust her hands forward, clenching the tube at her lips and tugging frantically. What resulted were two pudgy sets of appendages, barely able to bend, squeaking as they weakly pulled and accomplished little. The presence of such a tool was not surprising, her fans eager to let her use it on cute opponents, though she was new to being the victim as she struggled in vain to pry herself free. The scantily clad wrestler kicked her feet before stopping cold at the sound she heard. When her thighs brushed together, they squeaked, causing her to realize just how swollen she was. She felt a snugness in her bra, mournfully observing her own cleavage to confirm that she was oddly bustier with pressure. Her jacket's neckline was widened by her larger cuff size, while spectators were quite fond of how sinfully her tiny trucks rode her voluptuous new measurements. She didn't know where to put her hands, her flirty nature not usually minding being ogled, but demoralized by her assets being blown up out of her shrinking attire. Angel continued to whine, upset at how closely she teetered on the verge of failure in her own arena.
No, this sucks! The brat just got lucky, and now I'm getting blown up instead!
With one more thrust and one desperate pull, the hose inflated the ample lucha girl just a tad bit sexier, and the pressure became just enough to dislodge the tube. Angel nearly tumbled backwards as her tether was released, swaying her arms, widening her eyes in panic, as she danced at the edge of her boots. She had just been freed from the pump, slowly floating to a halt. But to everyone's shock, she wasn't out of the woods yet. Laura gasped as her heart sank, thinking how she had made a mistake, only for her fears to melt into curiosity as to what she witnessed next. Angel was idly bouncing in place, too light and airy to meet with the canvas, despite choosing to remain this way. A lot of bewildered looks were thrown into the buxom balloon girl, who clamped her lips together, her puppy face watching awkwardly as she tried to compose herself, but was in quite a predicament. Angel hummed to herself, her silver bangs hiding half of her contemplative face as she held in a rather degrading pressurization.
I can't open my mouth or I'll go flying away! But there's no way I'm gonna let some random girl beat me! What do I do? This is so embarrassing!
Ha! Laura exclaimed in realization,
her face lighting up before something more devilish crept upon her lips.
Looks like the fun's not over yet!
Angel worriedly tiptoed in place, just barely floating off to solid ground despite her best efforts. Her puppy face turned frantically, which caused her buoyant features to squeak a little with every little motion. Her buxomness wobbled, her outfit teasingly minute across her flaring curves, while puffiness prevented her arms from fully resting at her sides, splayed out just a tad. She had all the setbacks of being a balloon, minus truly floating away, which hindered her ability to safely deflate. Every second she spent searching for a solution was one being observed as a forcefully sexy balloon girl. Blushing at the sound of amused cheers coming from all corners, she eyed the ropes surrounding the arena, not too distant from one edge of the ring, and began to contemplate the one decent idea she could muster up.
Well, if I can get my fat hands on the rope, I could probably breathe out! Oh, I'm so puffy!
Unbeknownst to the fretting luchador, the other contestant was plotting as well. Laura closed the gap between the two while her opponent was deep in thought, thrusting out her hand to lay out another attack. Angel was moments from reaching the ropes before a hand wrapped around her and pushed at her face. Angel squeaked, unsure of what she was expecting, but when the assault was done, she hadn't flinched much. Yet she knew something unpleasant had happened. The pneumatic bombshell turned to meet gazes with her enemy, only to see a proud smirk and a familiar item in her hand. The same roll of duct tape that was used to fasten together the helium tank had been discovered by the dark-haired duelist, and by the expression on her face, it had just been used to enact some sort of diabolical plan.
Hey, where'd you get that from?
Angel mentally mulled over, before putting two and two together. She launched up her pudgy hands, prodding the area above her pouty lips, feeling a piece of tape that had been slapped on over her nostrils.
Hey, wait a minute!
There we go! If you want to keep all that air inside you so bad, then I'm glad to help!
Laura announced, confirming exactly what the plump woman was afraid of.
But that means I can't breathe!
As Angel began to grow fearful of her position, the naughty girl controlling her fate couldn't help herself. She saw the way the bloated battler's butt peeked out of her retreating wrestling attire in all directions, and an unkind idea flooded her mind. At the risk of pleasing the more perverse of her audience members, she swung down her arm, her fingers slamming into the widened shape of Angel's plush rump, before squeezing down tight on the girl's swollen tail end. She let go quite fast, not wanting to prevent the diva from deflating over and out of the ring, while secretly quite hopeful her prideful enemy refused to give up on this losing fight. Angel yelped out behind her puffy cheeks, her face turning a beat red as she practically leapt into the air. Her lips tightened in spite of her horrid position, the wily street fighter aiming her towards the center of the ring, away from potential help.
You weirdo! Why would you just grab my butt like that?
Angel stumbled to a stop, swinging her arms about and teetering on the edge of her soles. She clenched her eyes and quelled an awful urge to exhale, losing sight of the war as she had enough trouble winning the battle to stay inflated. It wasn't her first choice, but she held on like her life depended on it, far from ready to lose a fight under these conditions. Unfortunately, as she had no way to breathe in, she could only hover at the middle of the ring, flexing her fingers awkwardly as her round cheeks turned an odd shade of purple. If she didn't think of something quick, she was going to run out of air. Angel awkwardly hummed, hoping she thought of something quick while starting to become quite distracted by the growing pit of emptiness in her stomach.
Oh no, I need air, even though I'm already too blown up.
Laura was killing time, going unnoticed as the spectators watched the bloated cutie intently, seeing her lustful shape and her vehement desire to keep all this pressure inside her at the cost of grace and oxygen. She was too plush to remove the tape, too bouncy to make a break for the turnbuckle, and far too sluggish to pull a fast one on her opponent. Time ticked by slowly, as the tense love doll of a woman held her breath and slowly turned a more concerning shade of blue. Her lips trembled, her closed eyes tearing up from the stress, and her chirpy voice involuntarily letting out whimpers. She was at the end of her rope, her ego keeping her inflated, while being threatened by her inability to hold her breath much longer. Angel timidly whined, her gaze turning distant while refusing to accept her defeat.
No, I can come up with something. I need air.
Oh, Angel!
Laura sang out, approaching from behind her balloon target before enacting the next stage of her plan. Her hand lashed out again, this time shoving the hose of the bike bomb back into the victim's lips, but not before attaching several pieces of tape that caused it to tightly secure itself to the diva's mouth.
You look like you could use some help, hmm?
Angel turned an even paler as she saw her mouth being taped shut as well, though connected to a tool that can pump her full of air. What normally sounded like misery was being quietly contemplated by the blue-faced bimbo, while her opponent paced out in front of her, wielding the evil pump and a devilish grin.
I bet you'd like me to pump you up nice and big for the whole town to see, right?
Angel ambiguously hummed, her wide-eyed stare and discolored face relatively quiet as she knew she loathed the idea, yet couldn't entirely turn down the offer.
No? You sure?
The weakening balloon girl whined, before realizing she was trapped. Only now, after it was too late, did she wish she had risked breathing out. It pained her to admit it, but there was only one way this could end. She closed her fluttering eyes and nodded reluctantly.
Well, make up your mind! You want me to inflate you or not?
Laura teased, unable to hide her glee as she dragged out her triumph. Angel desperately confirmed, nodding as frantically as her bloated body would let her, her tufted legs clenched, wanting to bounce on the edge of her toes, if her buoyancy would have allowed it. The pit in her stomach was enormous, certain she was on the verge of passing out.
Yes, please! I don't care if I get ginormous, just pump!
Okay, if you're going to be so bossy about it,
Laura began, and she positioned herself over the tool, purposefully waiting until the last possible second, as she rose the plunger and finished her taunt with a smirk.
I'll be sure to give you all the air you'll ever need.
The ring was overwhelmed by the sound of an emphatic hiss, the Brazilian bombshell pushing with all her might. Angel's cheeks widened as she felt a rush of air barrel into her, her every corner feeling a rise of pressure in an instant. She was inflated, just a tad bigger, but significant enough to her when she lost all her control and weight. Her features let out a groan as they fluttered skyward, her bosom compact with her leather jacket, while her tail end further escaped their scant holdings. She was a voluptuous love doll, her limbs jutting out helplessly, as she could no longer budge a single digit, while she carelessly drifted away from the mat. Laura couldn't conceive of showing mercy. Her arms rose up before thrusting down and picking up again. Two and three reps worked against the plunger, each resounding in a snake-like cry and various taut groans. The bike pump was feeding the lofty luchador plenty of air, more than she needed to satisfy her desire before being given significantly more. Angel's raunchy new tail end swelled even bigger, wide enough to pull her sideways, her long, tufted legs getting more pleasantly round as she resembled more and more of an overinflated toy. She thought it was futile to beg, though she felt urges to whine when her diva bottom seemed to slowly be disappearing against the sensual shape of her backside she was taking on. A
The hose jostled as it breathed emphatically, pump after pump swelling up through the buoyant buxom balloon babe. The tube bounced against her pneumatic cleavage, a pair of spherical oars bulging from a low-cut neckline and threatening to break her top entirely. She urged her hands forward, but succeeded only in wobbling as she floated higher and billowed out, hoping against hope it would stop soon. Angel begged with her stifled voice, knowing it was for naught, but pretending she may be shown mercy.
Come on, lady! This is really humiliating! Can't you stop pumping now?
The ring was shadowed over by a high-flying balloon featured inflatable woman, the sexy angel becoming a lusty sideshow attraction. The woman at the pump relentlessly filled her target, upsizing the lovely fighter with echoing squeaks and rumbling groans. Soon, the crowds were witness to a hanging pair of weather balloons, truly packed orbs turning a lot of heads as they billowed out from the utterly stressed top. She thanked her luck she was still relatively dressed, only to whine when the hose further inflated her, rending her loftier and more nude. Her outfit's modesty was at its limits around her rotund love handles, a pair of jiggling spheres, unrestricted by her thin little bottoms. All the while, the sheer volume of air pressure made her limbs stubbier but rounder, while her fingers sank into her bulging hands. Her midsection pushed out, if only to make obvious how pneumatic she was, while her killer curves continued to grow prominently. She lamented how cartoonishly sexy she was against her will, and loathed how embarrassingly rotund she was everywhere else. Laura didn't have a reason to stop. She contemplated why she would ever want to, as she inflated her opponent up in an ample, naughty parade float, with only a bike pump and a need for revenge. Angel watched the world grow smaller behind her rising canyon of cleavage, growing numb to the hiss and squeak of her rising form as it punished her for what seemed like an eternity. It wasn't long until her jacket seal broke, tearing open to reveal her gloriously overblown bust line, now dangling precariously around the thin hold of a navy blue brassiere. Given how firmly her tiny little attire was to her ample new form, little was left sacred. Swearing she might as well be naked as she continued to grow to even less modest sizes. Despite the time and effort it took to blow her up so huge, the hissing didn't seem to slow, and her master never seemed to falter.
How big do I have to get? I feel like a blimp. A naked one, too. Oh, this sucks.
Pressure started to mount in the giantess of air, but only just enough to force her to grow in a less shapely way. Her eyes began to widen as her cheeks got rounder and redder, feeling herself plumping up down to her most minor details. So much air was pumped into her measurements that even her hands and feet were getting rounder. Swallowing her bulging digits, a sense of tightness began to build up beads of nervous sweat, yet she felt every unkind hiss of the pump still amplifying her. Laura thrust and thrust, ignoring her own fatigue as she worked the plunger as much as possible. Despite her enemy's gargantuan volume, she didn't consider her vengeance complete just because her victim was bigger than any zeppelin. Angel felt the tiny little hose hiss between her plush lips with surprising gusto, pumping her up and out into something of a city-wide attraction. Her town wasn't the tiniest, but every inch of it seemed overshadowed by a long, round, and sinfully curvaceous balloon vixen. Her head was buried in a sea of squeaky, fluffy balloons, two overblown breasts each big enough to fill the ring and then some. Her basically nude shape drift out along the skyline for what seemed to be a mile, while pronounced enough to embrace the clouds with her more naughty details. She was, in a few words, utterly filled to the brim with air. Angel barely managed. Her wide-eyed stare desperate as she felt thousands of eyes piercing her lovely city-sized features.
Too big! I can't inflate much more!
Phew! Laura exclaimed after releasing the lever, her arms drooping as she worked them to their absolute limits.
Wow! That was one serious workout! I really thought I could pop you like that!
Laura glanced up, taking in the full scope of her creation. Almost her entire view was pneumatic bustiness,
while the sky in front of her wasn't absolutely blotted out by the seemingly endless expanse of Angel's lower figure and rotund legs. The inflated Lucha girl was, to put it lightly, awe-striking, pumped fuller than anyone could claim they'd ever seen before. There was a moment of quiet shock on the grappler's face, while the audience was alight with the incredible show they had just witnessed.
You know, maybe I overdid it. Just a little.
Laura and her pleased spectators have completely forgotten the rules of this fight, with all parties but one satisfied with the results. The local girl decided it best to leave things as they were. Starting a strut towards the exit of the arena, she brushed back her hair and smiled, thinking out loud about her victory.
Oh well, I got what I came for. I...
Laura stopped. Her grin shrank down as her hand cupped her head in a very sharp realization.
I didn't get to show off Matsuda Jiu-Jitsu after all. I just got turned into a balloon and blew out some random loudmouth.
So that was a total waste. Laura nearly stomped her foot in frustration, only to once more light up with a sudden thought. She wheeled her head around, spotting the bike pump that barely tethered a titan of pressure floating above, when her gaze fell upon a few large, wide surfaces known as Angel's inflated features. Her ingenuity struck up again, bringing another impish smirk to her lips. It was impossible to miss. Alongside the Latin beach was a giant advertisement balloon, turning heads for miles. The rather enormous inflatable toy was the size of a few buildings, pinned down to the sands by rope and shaped like an awkwardly overblown woman. Angel felt her bulbous butt bouncing against the beach, staring up into the sky, or what she could see of it past her towering cleavage. She watched the sway of her gargantuan breasts, her bulging face still blushing profusely at the timid silhouette of her bra hugging very little of her engorged girls. Her diva trunks weren't faring much better, her volume threatening to strip her of her dignity. And only getting worse with time. The hose tapered to her lips occasionally hissed out, bringing both relief and stress as she inflated even bigger, but managed to keep from passing out. Angel lowly groaned from the sheer stress of her size, going unheard past the chaotic creaks of her huge pneumatic mass and her pitifully shrunken uniform.
You know, if you took the tea from my nose, you wouldn't have to keep pumping. Please!
Laura was beaming as she stood proud, with a bicycle pump at her feet that she occasionally pushed in. Behind her was a wall of flesh, the gigantic balloon girl she had wrangled down and dressed up to serve as her swollen billboard. Painted across the sides of the bowling midsection was a giant wording advertising the Brazilian's unique style of combat, and a pair of arrows pointing down the relatively tiny woman responsible. The wording could be seen on her every corner, the hot air balloon breast and mountainous backside also getting a few informative words printed on them as well. There wasn't a person in town who could miss the bold new stunt. Laura was thrilled, brimming with confidence as she awaited another potential newcomer to introduce her fighting style to. Angel's only hope was when the time came, her master wouldn't forget to keep her pumped full of air.